Gary Cleese. Morning, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. Yeah. They're passionate about that track, and it is a beauty, isn't it?
No, Sean, driving in here, it just looks absolutely enormous. It does, and all the little marquees up and all the little umbrellas and the picturesque in the middle. It's just, yeah, honestly, you'll see it on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And I said to a couple of Brisbane guys yesterday, where are you going tomorrow? So we're at Tuncay. Never seen Tuncay. So watch it on Sky. It's untapped, this track, untapped. And I can say one thing, and they got all the ticks, mate. They couldn't get a better day, and it just looks not one thing out of place here. So good luck to them. Let's hope everything goes good for them, mate.
Yeah, too right. Now, the first today, we pull out number 4, Hill Figure. Also, 7, Hermosa Reward, pardon me, 14, Classiana. Now, 9, Ruble is 310, 3, Gold Sky, 370, 13, our Trolley Dolly, 7. At 11, Toots at $10, number 2, Warren Bungle at 12, 12, Gold Digger Girl, 15, 1, Man Up Sun, 16, 5, The Iceman, 18, 6, 00 Moon is 19, 10, The Yellow Queen, and 15, Snuggle Cuddles, and 8, 1, Sunday, all 21.
Yeah, look, I'm 3, 13, 9, and 11. I'm just going to take the punny, 3, Gold Sky. Look, he's a 3-year-old. Bob Milligan's got a number of runners here. Grant Buckley rides this guy. Now, he only had 2 starts last prep. Prior to that, he trialled up, and he trialled in one of the hottest trials going around where 3 winners have come out of it. But when he debuted at Taree, 4 winners come out of that debut race, and he was beaten 1.3. And then he went to Gosford, he missed the kick, and he got a long way back and down the line, beaten 3.8, and 2 horses have come out of it to win. There's no trials for him. I'm just going to take the punt with him that he's got him right. And like I said, he's got a number of runners in this race, Bob Milligan. 13, I made the danger out, Trolley Dolly. She's had 2 runs back. She ran 3rd at Taree behind Final Frontier. She had to come back to the 800 metres from an awkward gate behind the last 11 days ago. Slow to begin, finish the race off late. Back up to the 1,000 will certainly suit her. 9, Ruble, I want to have a look at her in the mounting up. Angela Davis has got this filly. Good trainer, Angela. Trial back in April was only fair. Put out, came back and trialled a couple of weeks ago and won a trial at Gosford and looked to do everything right in that trial. And 11, I've got in here too, so I want to have a look at her. Benjamin Smith's got her, and she's been well trialled up. She's had 3 solid trials under her belt, and each trial she just gets a little bit better. I like the last trial, and draws good with Blake Spriggs aboard. So I'm just going to take the punt, Gold Skies. Good enough in the mounting yard first up. 3, 13, 9 and 11 in race 1.
Now, 3 Shepley, 6 Atomic Meteor, 8 Kenny Colleen, and 16 Mr. Schultz come out of the second. 12 Waimea Bay, $1.70, 9 Overreactive is $3.60, 5 The Debater, $9.50, 15 Lady Sigaline is $10. At the 13, So You Merge, $16. Number 2 is Lap Luck at $26, along with 11 All Ellie. 1 Iron Baymax is $31, 10 Sioux Chief $34, 4 Long of Tong Sai, and 7 Bebo, both $41, 14 B5 Unicorn $71.
Yeah, I'm 12.5, 9 and 2. She's had all the support on tab.com.au, Waimea Bay, from the Chris Lee's yard. She ran second on debut at Scone, beyond a real good one, beaten 8.3. But, I mean, the winner just had lengths on him there. And then she went to the Beaumont track over 11.50 and got back midfield and kept finding the line. Draws good, well weighted, gets up to the 1,200 metres. And coming off 2 provincial, or 1 provincial run back to country, great like her. I thought the debater's just going to get a beautiful run from the 2 gate. And he ran 3rd at Tamworth, he ran 3rd at Gunnedah. But the winner won by about 4 or 5. Take the winner out, and he wasn't far away. And 2 horses have come out of the race to win. 9 goes in here overreactive. Resumes here with only the 1 trial. Barry Widup Scott. It's gone a little bit tricky, but there was plenty to like about a trial. And not only that, she had some pretty good form last prep. And I'm giving 2 Lap Luck another chance. Although his run was really good 2 runs ago at Tamworth beyond Iron in Bengal over the 1,200. And then they stepped him to the 14 and he didn't run on. So Paul Perry mightn't have done a lot with him in the last 10 days and freshen him up and brought him back to the 1,200. But she is short, Waimea Bay, but she's got all the support on tab.com.au. 12.592. In race 2.
8 Nicarama, 14 County Crown, 15 Willard Bell, 16 and Jubilations come out of race 3. Now 6 Feature, 390, 12 Locketeer, 480, 2 Gold Beret, 750, 1 The Spitfire is 8, along with 7 Libertine Miss, 3 Cabello, 850, 9 Swift Reply, 11, 4 Not Doubtful, 12, number 13 Tarly Lane, 18, 5 Smart Ali, 23, 10 is Pretty Cool, 26, 11 Dan Shari is also 26.
This is a tough race. Look, I'm 1, 4, 2 and 6. I'm with this top weight here. He's a really good horse to speak for. He's by Fast Ned Rock. He's not over-raced. Tony Green's got him. He gave him a little soft trial Kempsey 4 days ago were out there when he trialled, and he trialled up really good. He just went bang, and he was going around horses like Pompatique, Never So Natural, Mr. Bon Jovi, Last Prep, but he looked good at the trial where he just had a soft one at Port Macquarie, and he draws good, and young Jackson Murphy rides him. So I'm with you. I wouldn't leave this fellow out the Fortnite Doubtful, not here on his home track. He's a 14 times winner, this guy, and he's been placed 22 times. He's had 105 starts, but he loves it here on his own track. Kerry Evans has got him. He's a 4 times winner. I wouldn't sell him short. If he's anywhere in striking range at the furlong, he could beat him. To Gold Beret, he's going good. I like his Kempsey run 2 runs ago. I like his Port run behind Written Song. He gets a little bit of claim for Chloe Baker. That's going to help him right out. And he has been here before. He's been a couple of times here for one placing. And 6 feature, I'll give her a really good chance here with the claim. She's got a real sticky gate to contend with, but she was placed at Gosford 2 runs ago behind Pindara, beating 0.8 of a length. So that's good enough for him to win a race like this. It may not be the easier race here, Sean, but I'm with the toppy. I like his trial and I like the horse. 1, 4, 2, and 6 in race 3.
Righto, now race 4, 0.8, Bellerbrook, number 9, Bridie's Book. 17, Bonnie Forever, 18, Rest Assured. 13, Red Braids is 350, 1 lap of light, 480. 2 quite unexpected, 550. 6, Here Comes the Fuzz, 650. 15, Spooky, 950. Number 3, Wallaman, 14. 11, Iota, 15. 7, Boeing, 18. Number 10, Caribbean Song, 21. 4, You'll Do, 26, along with 5, Captain Hawks. Then 12, Lord Foz, 34, with 16, Haverzak. 14, She's Just Saying, is 81.
Yeah, I'm 1, 2, 13, and 3. I'm the top of the year. Look, all he needs is an ounce of lucky Latin light. Jason Beamer's got him. His 2 runs have been really good, and he was terrific the other day behind Silent Jack. And look, I'm not frightened. This is a big, roomy track. I mean, this is one of the widest tracks you'll see in country New South Wales. And I have won from Sticky Gates before, and the 1,400 metres is a great run to that first turn. So if he can get any luck on him, Matty McGowan, I reckon he'll be hard to beat. 2 quite unexpected. He's been around the market, gets a nice gate. His last couple of runs have had merit in it. I like him getting back up to the 1,400 metres because he was around Bathurst 14 and 15. He was going good, and he had to come back to the 1,200 the other day behind Hayden Boy, but he finished the race off good enough. 13 Red Braids, little improving filly. Each time you see her in the arch, she's getting a little bit better. And her runner, Tari, had merit in it 3 weeks ago behind Oh No, Not Again, beating 0.5 a length when running second. And I've got to leave Wallerman there, the 3. He was really good on debut behind Salah Dodger. I thought he was very, very ordinary at his next run at Tari on Cup Day. But we did see a winner come out of that at Ballinia yesterday. But I don't know what went wrong with him there. He's certainly better than that, and he draws a really good gate. So he's dead set got to go in if you can forget that last run. 1, 2, 13 and 3 in race 4.
Now, race 5, put out 5 fiscal policy, 9 our tax return, 14 for Nero, 17 Caper Beal, and 18 Envision. 4 Anticipate, 420, 6 Blinkinardi at $5, along with 8 Lucky Starlet, 11 Dora Win 550, 7 Lakshmi 650, 2 Sepe is 950, 1 Grundalina is 10, 10 Ramaway 11, 3 Neon Jungle 23, 12 Divine Hussey, and 13 Mount Darra, both 34, and 15 Super Bonus, 16 Testers Call 126.
Yeah, I reckon he's terrific value. See, pay the 2. I'm 2, 4, 1, 6, and he's a monster. He's developed. We saw a good bit of him last preparation, but he's just grown. He's strengthened right up. He was in need of that run first up on Cup Day at Tari. He led, and it was just that last 150 metres he blew out, and Blue Moon Dream beat him 2 lengths. But he's a lovely horse here, and 1,400 suits him. He's won at the 14, and he just had that little bit of improvement in him, so I reckon he'll strip a bit fitter here today. Poor Anticipate, beautifully placed. 3 runs back. She lost a rider in that with that Chad Lever. All that's going 2 runs ago. Had to come off a real awkward gate next start at Muswellbrook. Draws a lot better today and does drop about 3.5 kilos or 3 kilos. So she's going to get a nice run today. Got the lean at the top. He's got to go in. 3 runs back and got a little bit of a check at the 100-metre mark there behind General Harmony. That 4.2 length margin should have been a lot closer. And 6 Blinkinardi, a little improver, this guy. Each time he's taking that step up, Rossi steps him up. He goes better, and he got a lovely gate. Not easy to do. You win a maiden going to a C1, but I just like the improvement he's making. And not only that, he's just going to get a secure, well, you would think, secure a beautiful run from that one alley. 2, 4, 1, and 6. In race 5.
The next 12, Can't Find Him, comes out of race 6. Now, here, number 6, Yamba Prince, is 5 even. 5, Le Brook, 550, 2, Surf Coast, And four Crossing Guard, both 7.50. Seven Capital Magic is 8. Eight Bolwara Ben at 8.50. One Maestro Tom at 9. Nine Zuccarina at 9.50. Then we get 11's Varson at 13. Three Clunes Rock at 17. 10 Dubai Dusk 31. And 13 Prince Carew 71.
Yeah, I like this big horse. He's a former Victorian, 2.67 and 3. I like Surf Coast. He won at Echuca going back four runs ago. And then Brett Dobson got him, sorry. He won fifth at Coffs at his first go with him. Really good at Tari's next. He just got chopped right out of the 150-metre mark when running six behind Capital Magic, beaten three. And then he went up and just found Bon Costa too good for him. But he's got him spot on. You know the beauty about him, Sean? He whacks the blinkers on him first time. And just having a good look at him at Coffs Harbour, I reckon these blinkers are working, sharpening him up a little bit more. Six Shambar Prince, look, he's going good. Nothing wrong with his form. He's won two out of his last three runs. His Corindai win was good over Latin Lady. He sat up on the speed. He draws that gate to get a work forward, or he can just take a sit-in behind him. Seven Capital Magic, just going really good. She has not put a foot wrong, this little mare, her last three runs at Tamworth, Tari, and back to Tamworth last start. And I'm giving Queen's Rocket a chance. He looked really good in the mounting yard, the three at Grafton. He went first up and run third behind D'Angelo, and then he went to Grafton behind Bell Flyer, and Bell Flyer went straight out to win the Moree Cup the other day. But he's just getting a little bit fit of the grey filly. He's getting a little bit older, but he looked really good, and I reckon he'll strip a bit fitter today. 2.67 and 3, race 6.
Now, race 7, and here we got the Cup. And we pull out number 8, Lucky I'm a Cougat, 13, Mr. Ha, 15, Savarson. Now, let's have a look and see. We've got 6, Marman is 4.20, number 10, Duro at 5, 11, Ultimate Decision 5, 7, Nissile 6.50, number 9, Sakumzi is 7.50, 1, Olympic Academy at 8.50, 4, Miss Tickles 10, 5, Who Is Game 11, 2, Collaboration 21, number 3, Malleable, $31 pop, 12, Woolerton, 51, 14, Rambetica, is 101, then 151 for 16 Unique Dream, 17 Rest Assured.
Yeah, good race. And not only that, Sean, it's good to see Stayers, and we've got good feels here over the 2,100 metres. It's really good to see. I'm 16, 7 and 1. I think he just needs luck, Marmon, from the gate. And like I said, this is a beautiful big track. He got a beautiful run to that first turn, wide spaces. He's got enough speed to creep across. And I thought his run was terrific the other day at Muswellbrook. He had 59.5 on his back. He's got an 8.5 kilo weight drop here today with this young boy, Robbie Dillon. If he does pull the three off, which I think he can, with only 51 on his back. So if he can get an ounce of luck from the gate, he's going to take no end of beating. A 10-year-old little fella, but he can stay. A former New Zealand horse, Derry Evans, has got in. He's done plenty of work here at this track. He's got a lightweight. He went up to beat Ultimate Decision the other day, and that 58.5 just anchored him. But a 4.5 kilo weight drop here on his home track will help him ride out. Seven Nissile, he's always around the mark, and he'll give you a run for his money. He's a winner from 1350 to 2,100 metres, so you've got no worries in running the trip out. And you've got to put in Olympic Academy. He's a Tari Cup winner. He's a city winner, and his run was fair at the Tari Cup behind Private Ben, beaten 7.7. So he gets a little bit of coin for Louise Day. It's certainly going to help him, and he was steadied off heels over the last 1,500 metres and lost a little bit of ground there. But there was merit in his run. But if he does find his old form, he's probably the horse they've got to beat with the claim. 16.71 in the big one of the day, mate.
All right, final event. 6 Bombito, 16 The Garage, 17 Raucus, 18 Don't Mean Maybe come out. 7 Caper Beal, 3.90, 3 Toast at $6, 1 Kendall Man at 7 along with 2 Face Like Thunder. 10 Musical Family is an $8 pop, 11 Colour Purple is 10, 13 The Blues Brother 13, 14 A Colour of Love 16, 4 Orlando Jack 19, 5 Michu 21, 12 Momongo 23, 9 rather Envision 26, along with 15 Loading, and 8 Solicitation 101.
Yeah, I'm 3.10, 1.07. I like Toasty today. He's been around the mark. His last four runs, he's been pledged his last three. Grant Buckley sticks with him. That's good to see. Grant's rating his last three starts, and that was a pretty strong race he went around in Atari on Cup Day beyond Faraj Mahal in a 64 rating. So he gets back to a 54. And I like him at the 14 where they can run a little bit and he doesn't get up on the chew. He's got a tendency over the mile to get up on the speed. But I reckon they can run hard in. He'll bide his time on him, Grant Buckley, and get him to the outside and let him just have that last crack at him. Team The Danger Musical Family, I think she beautifully placed here with 56.5 on her back. And a Wyong run was good there when running third, beaten two lengths 12 days ago. She's been here once. She disappointed one day here, but she always puts in. Kendall Man, he's going. He's in good form, the top. He just wants an ounce of luck from the gate. That's all he needs, because he did go around in that class two on the Beaumont, beaten a couple of lengths. And I'm showing the 70 in here, Capabile. Scratched from race five left here. Brad Widdup's got it. He's coming off a maiden win, going up in grey, but it really dived late. Just going off the replay, I reckon this little mare will be suited on this real big track. 3-10, 1-7 in the last, Sean.
Now, what's your best, Gary?
Yeah, I like race 2, number 12, Why Me a Bayer, but she's come up awfully short. All the money's for her on tab.com.au. She finds the right maiden and draws the right gate. And I'm really keen on race 6, number 2, Surf Coast. I like the blinkers going on him, and I reckon Brett Dobson will have him spot on today. So they're my two best. Race 2, number 12, race 6, number 2. Quaddy number, Sean, will go 2, 4 and 1 in the first leg, 2, 6 and 7 in the second. Widener in the last two legs with 16, 7, 1 and 3, 10, 1, 7 in the last leg. But they got terrific condition, dropped into Terry Evans's place on the way here. Was going to get on that goat. But no way in the world I'd get on him. He's the maddest goat I've ever seen, mate.
Flash the goat. He's a stable pet. He's a ripper, isn't he?
Oh, mate, he's mad. I'll tell you what, he's going to throw me on him. It's no way in the world. He tried to spin him. He tried to do everything.
Very funny. I reckon they should have got the Flash to lead the field out. Anyway, so a great day lined up today at Tuncurry.
Yeah, just have a look at it, Sean, on Sky, mate. I'm not joking to you. It's an absolute pitch, and they couldn't get it any better, and they couldn't get any better days. So let's hope the club have a real big one, mate.
Too right, and we'll hear you with your late mail through the day.
Right through the day. Priscilla and I will be here. We had a good day yesterday at Ballina. Ballina had a terrific crowd, and looking at what the marquees they've got here, they're going to get a great crowd too. So it's all made for a good day, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Cleasy there. He'll have the late mail for us through the day.